Hello, my name is Audriana, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having any medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find testing sites near you?
No.
Okay.
Is this recording or is it live?
This is live, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was recording. You sound perfect.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Here is what I'm calling about, and this may not be the place to that has the answer, but maybe it's the place to start to help get an answer. I am the director of a nonprofit here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for children with autism.
Okay.
We have children all the way from 18 months through college. We serve the city schools, K through 12, in their after-school program. We pick up from 16 area schools and bring the children back to our facility because they can't go to typical after-school programs.
Okay.
And we do therapeutic interventions with them, which requires a lot of direct contact with these babies, and they don't wear masks well. So I was just wondering, is there anything I can do to get on a list to give or give information to our staff where they could get vaccinated? Because they're not over 65, they're not over 75, they are healthy, but you know, it's still
okay.
I do have
websites where you can go to gather up that information. If you have a pen and paper, I can give those websites to you.
Okay.
All right. The first website will be, I have the abbreviations, but the spell out is www.alabamapublichealth.gov or
Alabama Public Health.
Or you can do www.aph.gov.
Uh-huh.
And you can get the information for as in vaccinations. We also have another website where you can go, which will be cdc.gov.
But I guess my question is though, like if one of our teachers went online to sign, the agency, how would I register an agency as accredited actual facility so that they would be recognized when they went to a vaccination link, appointment link?
Like I said, those websites will be able to give you that information. I'm just here, I'm just here, to give you, if you had any questions of any testing sites, I can give you where you can go, where they're doing the testing at. And just provide you with some websites where you can get information regarding the vaccine and the coronavirus itself.
Okay. Well, we've got information on where to go to get tested because we've had a few cases.
Okay.
But like I said, I just didn't know what to tell my staff that, like, if they wanted to get, try to get vaccinated.
Okay. If they wanted to they want to actually go schedule an appointment to get them.
Correct.
Okay.
And if they, like if they went online to schedule an appointment, I don't know that Arts and Autism, I haven't registered our agency as a, child care, daycare. I would need to do that, and I just don't know how to do that.
Okay. Well, I also have a phone number as well where you can call.
Okay.
To schedule an appointment for the vaccine.
Okay.
And that phone number is 855-566-5333.
5333. Okay. So if we call that number and they said, where do you work? Will they have to?
Well, that number will actually just schedule you for the appointment for the vaccine. The websites that I've given you will probably be able to further give you information regarding, your questions of testing sites and who can get tested. When you visit those websites, they will be able to give you that information. But if you're going to call the number that I just gave you, that is to make an appointment to get the vaccine, to schedule an appointment for that.
Could someone at that number then be able to maybe tell me if our agency would staff would qualify?
I'm not for sure. I just know that number that I've given you, they will just give you, they will schedule they will make an appointment for you to get the vaccine with that number.
Okay.
And the websites that I've given you, they will give the information for, as in, like, if you had questions about vaccination or the virus itself, they will probably gather up all the information that you asked. They should have the answers to those questions.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Sure. And I hope I was able to help. And if you need any more information, you may visit the follow-up websites that I just given you, which is adph.org or cdc.gov.
Yeah, okay, got it, yeah.
And I just want to say thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, no problem. Have a good day.